Now it is time for Secrets of the Entrepreneurial Mind. And we are going to start with Todd Drowlett with TheRealEstateCommission.com. Todd, what is a secret you can share with our listeners?
So this secret is from a friend of mine whose name is Bob Baer, who passed away a couple of years ago. He was a founder of the NASCAR track in Loudoun, New Hampshire. He was a NASCAR guy. He was a developer, builder, casino developer. The one piece of advice he gave was, anytime you can buy a dollar for 50 cents, buy it. He said, people make their mistake and go broke when you buy something for a dollar, hoping it goes to two, hoping it goes to 10. His advice was always, you make money when you buy, not when you sell. So make sure it's a good value when you buy it, and then you'll never get hurt.
To be a good negotiator, you kind of have to hold some things back, right? You have to have a strategy going in, understanding what it is that you want, and then take three steps back and start from there.
That's the biggest thing. So many people start going after, whether it's a goal, a negotiation, whatever, and they don't even know what their actual goal or end is. So you need to know, what are your absolute deal breakers? And I always say, never threaten something you won't do. So if you're in a negotiation, you say, I want this raise, and if you don't give it to me, I'm leaving. You better be prepared to leave, because if you stay, you should have just left, because you'll get treated terribly for the rest of the time you're there.
That is so true. Thank you. Chris Klein with BitcoinIRA.com.
I like your guy, because right now would be the time to buy Bitcoin.
50% okay. Down is that buy. Your secret?
No. Mine actually comes from my co-founder and business partner, Camilo Concha. He's a serial entrepreneur, and 5 or 6 years ago, he said, "You, Chris, when we walk as businessmen and ladies, when we walk, you're headed in a direction and you need to keep your compass, but you're going to have initiatives along the way. Treat those initiatives like seeds. Toss them ahead of you. Toss them ahead of you. And as you continue to walk, you're going to see which ones germinate into little groundlings. Those are the ones that you water. And the ones that don't, those are the ones you ignore. And that's a great way to keep your business moving forward without getting pulled in 20 directions like Stretch Armstrong."
Love that. Jessica Slawerski with ignite-reading.com. What's your secret?
I think my secret to entrepreneurialism is that I see a problem, and instead of just being annoyed by it, which I think so many of us who aren't crazy obsessive entrepreneurs can just be like, well, that's annoying, and go on with their day. And for me, I cannot let it go. And that's my pattern. I get bothered by things that shouldn't be the way they are, and then I can't sleep until I do something about it. So my secret is to be obsessive and to just go for it, especially when it's a big, hairy problem that can solve so many of our societal ills.
Excellent. Thank you. Richard Gearhart with Gearhart Law. What is your secret?
Expect the unexpected, right? I have a friend who once said, where leaders go, there are no maps. And so you don't always know where you're going as an entrepreneur. But that's part of the fun, is charting new territory. But it's also not going to be easy, and you got to expect a lot of ups and downs along the way.
Very profound. And me, Elizabeth Gearhart with Gear Media Studios, mine today is going to be trust but verify. And you all know what I'm talking about. I'm talking about this AI stuff, right? Don't believe Google Gemini or ChatGPT or Claude. Ask them all, and then use your own brain to figure out which one is right.
So that's it for us.